Hello everybody and happy Tuesday. And today I just want to tell you to examine your circle. Examine your circle because I know I speak on this topic a lot, but you really have to examine your circle because it could really be a life or death situation. You know, and I feel like that's how a lot of people end up dead or end up being in situations that they could have avoided if they have previously reviewed their circle, the people who they talk with daily, the people who they, you know, just associate with daily. Because you see, a lot of people out there are a part of your team by default because, say, you grew up with them and you promise them when you get up here they're up as well and so forth. But listen, there's sometimes when the people who you grew up with, you have to let them go too. And I had to learn that the hard way. There's people who I went to high school with, right, especially this one person, right, who I went to high school with, and they hate on me every single day. You know what I mean? They'll sit on there. They'll watch your stories. They'll act like if they want to see you win, but really they want to see you fall. You know, so you got to watch the people who watch you a little bit too hard. You got to watch the people who say things, you know, in anger towards you. You know what I mean? You have to watch for the people who want to see you humiliated and so forth, right? Because those are not true friends. True friends are people who cheer for you from the sidelines, right? But who also cheer for you up front too. There's some people who cheer for you from the sidelines and then go behind your back and say, oh, you know that, yo, John is a P word, or, you know, stuff like that, you know. And you can't have those type of losers in your circle. You need to surround yourself with winning folks at all times. In order for you to get to the pinnacles that you plan to reach, you have to organize your circle a certain way in order for that to happen, right? So that's my message today, right? To reevaluate your circle, reevaluate your life, see what you need to let go of. See what you need to say a prayer about before you move on, you know? Because when you get bigger, you're just gonna have more problems. You know what I mean? Or let me say not get bigger, but as you acquire more success and you, you know, knock down your goals and get higher in life, you're gonna have more haters. You're gonna have more people that you don't like and more people that don't like you. So you might as well start clearing your circle out from now and doing things the right way so that you already acquired a certain mindset so that when you're dealing with these people, you know exactly how to deal with them. And it's just simple. Just cut them off. But anyways, that's my message for today. You already know what it is. It's Tuesday, Nelly James. And tune into my podcast. It's every day from Monday to Friday. Right, Monday to Friday. Get your copies of Changes Coming to 55 Close to Greatness on Amazon.com today. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.